This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The big NATO summit starts in Chicago today, so to protest there, with demonstrators streaming in from across the country. Some in Occupy Wall Street see the planned marches as a crucial chance to energize their movement. But as our Wealth and Poverty Desk's Chrissy Clark reports, Occupy 2.0 might have less to do with big marches and more to do with
moments like this, when 75-year-old Beverly Roberts came to a city council meeting this week in Los Angeles. She described her four-year fight with a bank to get a loan modification.
You know what? I'm tired. Just make them responsible and do the right thing.
Roberts was there to support a new policy called the Responsible Banking Ordinance. It will force banks doing business with LA to provide detailed information on things like how many foreclosures they do and how many loans they give, neighborhood by neighborhood. The idea is that if banks have to make that stuff public, the public can hold them accountable. City Councilman Richard Alarcón came up with the idea a few years ago, but it didn't get traction until Occupy came along.
There's no question that the Occupy movement defibrillated the ordinance.
And not just in L.A. New York City passed a similar policy this week with the help of Occupy organizers. Boston, Philadelphia, and San Diego might also push through bank transparency requirements. Without any real teeth, it's unclear whether these kinds of ordinances will make any difference in how banks do business. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.